Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born December 7th in California, he is an over two-decade member of the Tulsa, Oklahoma Police Department who works as a gang unit supervisor. You've seen him on the hit A&E show, Live PD, and as host of PD Cam. And Live PD is back with all new episodes this Friday and Saturday night. Please welcome, friend of the show, Sergeant Sean Sticks Larkin.
Hey, what are you doing? How are you, Sean?
Good morning.
Good morning,
brother. Good morning, bud. How are you doing?
I'm well, man. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. That woman stealing the cop car from Live PD, the crying girl, that's one of the greatest crazy bitch things I've heard in a long time.
Yes, I'm glad I've never been part of that, both the crazy female and real life or my police life.
Oh, just so good, man. Well,
I've been fortunate.
Well, because you got to get used to this, the crying, does it ever work when they go for the weep?
Sorry, you there, man? My car just picked up the phone now.
Okay, yeah. I was saying, does it ever work? When the girl starts to cry, does it ever work for you?
Man, you know, I will say, it works probably with my ex-wife and with my daughter, but no, not in the bad guy world, man. I'm a pretty sympathetic guy to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand, you know, sometimes things are pretty tough for people, but the old fake tears, nah, that doesn't work at all with us.
And everything you see. By the way, if you guys are just joining the show, Sergeant Sean Sticks Larkin in Tulsa. You guys know him from Season 3 Live PD this Friday and Saturday night, A&E. But you're on duty right now, correct?
I actually am pulling out of my house, heading into work as we speak. So,
all right.
Yes, I'm heading that way now.
Did you see the news story about the kids, the four guys who broke into the CarMax and decided to go demolition derby to the tune of almost $1 million in destruction?
Wow. No. When was this and where?
Houston, Texas, a couple days ago. I was like, holy hell, man.
My goodness. No, I have not heard that. But you know what? I will say, we had a group of gangsters here about 2 years ago in Tulsa, and that's exactly what these guys were doing. They were going to car dealerships, cutting the power, ripping the whole power box out, and then they were stealing, you know, a big truck to drive through the barrier, and then they were just stealing all these cars.
These guys weren't even stealing. They just drove them into each other.
Wow. What, juveniles, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Have you ever had a juvenile beg you to not turn them over to their father?
That happens quite a bit, actually. That's, you know, the guys, they know that the dad's going to whip that ass more than what the juvenile system's going to do to them. And those, you know what? Those times, that's worth it. Early on in my career, it was not me. I'm talking 20 years ago. We went to a house with a couple older senior officers that are no longer on the police department. But there was a kid that was giving his mom such a hard time, and she was saying how she was trying to spank him, and she couldn't get a hold of him. And so these two officers literally grabbed this kid's arms, held him up in the air like he was like basically on a cross so that the mom could whoop him with a belt. I swear, I was a rookie. I was actually in training. It was one of my training officers. And I was like, this is the coolest freaking job ever.
Oh, yeah.
You can help parents get their kids disciplined. So.
Oh, yeah. I used to work down in the inner city off this. It's called Quindaro in KCK on an ambulance years ago for radio. And we referred to him as the good old days when the guy was a domestic violence case or somebody would hurt a kid. And you're like, what is that noise? And I'm like, did he just fall down the stairs three times?
Right. Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah. You know, there's a special place for those guys that are putting their hands on women. women like that and kids.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a fact.
For sure. And a lot of times, luckily, you know, even inside the prison system, those guys get dealt with by other prisoners. So,
well, that guy just, that head of that big child porn ring in New York City, I think it was, he just got smoked, which I was like, and people say there is no God. Oh, I'm like, good for you. That makes me happy to see those guys go to general population and die. And the chomos get what's coming to them.
Yep. Well, you know, that's the thing, man, is you know, I mean, listen, I'm a father of two kids, and, you know, so when you see some man do something to kids or something like that, and, you know, a lot of guys that obviously end up in prison for one reason or another, they too are fathers. And, you know, they may be an armed robber, but they still don't believe in anyone touching or hurting kids. And
of course.
But you get inside there, there's a whole different set of rules those boys got to deal with. And unfortunately, sometimes they get caught up like that.
And that's it. And you know what? I do believe in that level of justice. You're right. A guy gets in trouble because he bought some drugs or he stole something. And that's not okay. You got to do your time. But that's not the same as victimizing a child. There's it's not even in the same world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No comparison. None whatsoever. Exactly.
All right. So that being said, and this is the weird part of my life, and we were laughing about it, is every time I see a hot teacher, like a really hot female teacher, and there's like some 16 or 17-year-old boy, and the girl's going to jail, I'm always like, as a cop, if I were a cop, I'd have a hard time buying into the fact that...
yes, you know what? And I understand exactly what you're saying. However... You know, we have to go by what the law states, and we do have a lot of discretion. For those that watch live PD, they see these officers exercise discretion literally almost in every call and car stop they do. But there are some of them at that felony level, something like that. We've got to go by what the law states and let the court system handle it.
And, live PD, it is so good, man. It really is. It's one of those things, and we talked about this. It humanizes police officers. It shows what you guys really go through. There are good and bad in all of this world. There's, you know, it doesn't matter what occupation. 99% will be fine, and then there'll be somebody who's not. And it's been such a rough time over the last 5 years for good police officers because of the actions of a few police officers. So I'd love to see that the humanity of it all. I like to see that people can see that you got to go home to your family. You got to, you know, you're just trying to get your paycheck and you're not trying to harm anybody. And in fact, you're just trying to keep people safe.
And that's exactly it, you know, and that's what this show has allowed. It's allowed the people just to see the daily, you know, mundane part of this job, what these guys have to deal with. Or what we're dealing with, you know, when you go to a domestic and everybody at the house is cussing you out and you got to fight somebody, or, you know, you stop a car for driving 20 miles over the speed limit and the camera crew is with the officer and sees this guy speeding. And then as the officer approaches the car and just, hey, man, I stopped you because you're going 20 over, and the guy's F you this and F you that. And then he's got weed in the car. And then he starts fighting the cop. And, you know, that stuff happens every agency across this country every day.
Sure.
And then listen, I also want to say, you know, yesterday was National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And I think that, you know, I receive a lot of comments from people across the country through social media, you know, thanking, you know, us in this profession for that. And I think a show like this, you know, it helps open the eyes up to a lot of the public. And there are people that already know what officers go through. And then there's a lot of people that haven't, that even contact. And they're like, hey, man, you know, I didn't know previously what you guys dealt with. Or, hey, man, I used to dislike the cops. You know, you seem like a pretty cool dude, man. Thanks for what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. So
sure.
It was pretty nice to see you yesterday like that.
Good. By the way, somebody had died. Immediately texted in at the beginning of the interview and said, I've been always wondered why they call him Sticks.
Man, I don't know how much time we have, but I'll give you the very short version. When I was doing my internship with the police department, I was riding with two officers. We had a unit called Footbeat, and that handled our housing projects back when shootings and cocaine were everywhere. And I was not a cop. I wore a ballistic vest and had a flashlight. 21-year-old kid.
Oof.
And I got comfortable with these guys. And one night they got in a car chase with some gangsters, and one of the bad guys jumped out the car and took off running. And I just jumped out the car and chased this guy and caught him and tackled him. And I had no gun, no handcuffs. And I had to wait for the other officer to catch up. And we got him handcuffed. And he was like, hey, great job, but you can't do that F-stick. And I'll let you figure out what F-stick so, that is the true story. And it just kind of morphed into the word Sticks within about a year. And once I got on the police department, that's where it came from.
Yeah, it's a lot. Sticks is much better than Officer F Stick.
Much better.
That's
much,
so
much
good.
Better. Yeah, that wouldn't do well for court or anything like that, probably.
Oh, dude, it's always good to hear your voice, man. Sergeant Sean Sticks Larkin, the Tulsa Gang Unit for 20 years, Live PD, PD Cam, all new episodes, guys. Don't miss it. Season 3, Live PD this Friday and Saturday, 8 o'clock on A&E. Be safe today, my friend, and we'll catch up very, very soon.
That's great. Always a pleasure, man. Take care,
man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.